Now we go inside Santa Anita, but frankly, we're going inside the courtroom. His name is John Sherva, joins us here on the show, latimes.com/sports. Find all their coverage there. John is here every single year covering the Derby. It's Zach, you'll have to check it out when you come over this year to the track. It's interesting because at Santa Anita, he has an actual throne. At Churchill, they make him sit on an old toilet that's been hollowed out. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yes, it's great to be with you, and I think you're right. Although I just thought I was on because did like Mark Pope cancel on you, or what happened?
I got the same email everyone in radio got, which is he's busy. That's essentially how it goes. How are people reacting around the country to the craziness that is our coach searches around here?
You know, it's a big job.
It is a big
job. You know, we're just going to have to see. I mean, I frankly didn't know who he was.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you did, but I don't. Yeah. I don't follow college basketball that much. But you know, we'll just have to see. I actually wrote a story the other day about when our columnist Bill Plasky won the Red Smith Award, and I said that the one thing you don't want to do is follow a legend. You want to be the guy who follows the guy who follows the legend. But in Plasky's case, because he followed Jim Murray as the lead columnist at the LA Times, you know, he's made it work for, you know, 25 years. You know.
Great point.
Mark Pope's got a little work to do to follow, you know, even though he kind of left in the middle of the night. You know, he's still a legend.
Yeah, no, that's right. John Sherva with us, LA Times. He's got the story up. He's been following the Baffert. And frankly, he was first to the paper, frankly, first to publish about the initial filing in court here in Jefferson County. It has been turned down. I thought the judge, and I texted this to you, John, yesterday. His response was a little more tactful than Churchill Downs's, which we will get to. But he said that the Zidane Racing Stables, quote, has transferred its horses to a different trainer, and those horses have been eligible to run in the Derby the previous 2 years. For the 2024 racing season, Zidane voluntarily made the decision to not transfer his horses to a new trainer. The court appreciates a once-in-a-horse's-lifetime nature of the Kentucky Derby, but the other aspects at play prevent this factor from weighing fully in favor of Zidane and injunctive relief. I thought this was a stunningly reasonable reaction to the suit. What says John Sherva?
Well, first of all, I like the judge a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I was not in the courtroom. I listened to it, me and about 20 other people on on audio conference. And I thought he was really good. And he was pithy. He was short. You know, the thing didn't drag out. The first one was about 75 minutes and the second one was 23 minutes.
Yep.
And, here's my summation of the whole thing. I thought neither team of attorneys, you know, fully grasped the situation as they did. They were arguing, you know, bullet points. I thought you could tell that the Zidane attorneys, including John Quinn, who is like, you know, a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's an LA attorney that is extremely good, didn't have the depth of background that you might have had or potentially I might have had on how horse racing works. Mm. And I think that was a negative. But, you know, the ruling by the judge, I think, was spot on the fact that Zidane did have an opportunity to move his horses, but he didn't, but was spot off on, I think, the next point of contention, that it would injure other horses if they were to suddenly add these horses. Well, no. You know, the Kentucky Derby has run with 23 horses, and in 1981, a judge ordered more horses be added over some coupling decision, which it would really bore people if we were to talk about that. but you can do it, and all you got to do is dust off that old 6 gate and just park it right up next to the 20 gate, and you could run a race. And the lawyers for Zidane never brought that up. Whenever they talked about the injurious nature of this of what this decision could be. And on the other hand, the Churchill lawyers kept talking about three horses when it was always only one horse, because Illusion, as I understand it, I don't know if it was in the amicus brief or not, would not have run in the Derby anyway because of some issue. And there really was no third horse. It's not like, you know, Wind Me Up or whoever would be in it. But yet, you know, Churchill stuck to their bullet points. Well, 15% of the field would be injured, you know, and that's just, and that point I thought was lost on everybody. But I think if you get to the very end of the decision, there was a bombshell where the judge said, in to paraphrase, that the concerns of the rights of a private entity, which would be i.e. Churchill, yep, supersede those of federal law, i.e. HISA. And I thought that was lost on a lot of people. But he basically said, yeah, you know, Churchill can do whatever they want, but, you know, the hell with HISA. And I asked HISA for a response in their normal forthcoming way, said we don't comment on litigation that we're not involved in. So I think that was part. So there was a lot to unpack from a week of hearings. And again, I give a lot of credit to the judge for his expediency. We are waiting as we speak to find out if Sagan is going to file an appeal. Yesterday they said they would. And but then I got a call last night that said, you know, it's really up to Amer Zaidan, and he's mulling it over. So they may file it, they may not file it, but if it happens, it'll probably happen today.
Yeah.
And then, of course, which is I know you want to talk to, and since you're a better reader than I am, I'll let you read it, was the single most arrogant give the middle finger to the court, give the middle finger to the process, give the middle finger to everybody involved statement from Churchill Downs.
Quote, we are pleased with the court's decision today and believe Mr. Zaidan may suffer from a case of Derby fever, which is known to spread from exposure to horses and is contagious this time of year. Symptoms can contribute to questionable judgment and in extreme cases can result in litigious behavior. There is no known cure. Nevertheless, we have communicated clearly about the rules of entry, which are the same for everyone and are non-negotiable. Contenders cannot sue their way into the Kentucky Derby. We wish Mr. Zaidan well in the future and appreciate both his passion for the sport and his desire to see his horses compete on the first Saturday in May. Lots of different reactions to that. Obviously, if you are a person who is of pro-Churchill Downs persuasion, you think that's fantastic. I think it's needlessly childish. What says John Sherman?
Oh, like I just said, you know, I think they gave the middle finger to the court with that. They've made a joke of this. This really wasn't a joke, and it just gets to the arrogance that Churchill Downs exhibits on a daily basis. And you know, if I were had any power, the person who wrote that would be gone today because. You have to pay respect to the court. Basically, they're saying, you know, oh, the courts don't matter. And I will disagree with you that if you're on Churchill Downs' side, that you would think it was fantastic. Anybody who appreciates or understands how the legal system works would, in a publicly traded company, would not have thought that was a good statement.
John Sherva with us. This could be a quick reply to this question. You mentioned a change in attorney here. Do you not use Clark Brewster because you don't want Churchill Downs to see Clark Brewster's name on the litigation?
Well, Clark was an ofer. You know, he didn't win any. Quinn is really good, and this is a different kind of. This was a totally different kind of case, and it was actually moved from regular court to business court, you know, I just think a change, okay. You know, just like a change of jockey. But I don't think it's at all a reflection on Clark, who probably did the best with what he could. But, you know, they didn't win again here. So, yeah.
What do you think ends up happening today? Do you think they file, essentially an appeal to this?
I think if they're smart, they won't because they're not going to win it and they're not going to get it through in time. But what I would do if I were the Zaidan folks is the judge seemed rather insistent that he didn't want to see them back in 2025. And again, this was a big a, a something that was not brought up on the first day, the second day, is Churchill Downs has been resistant to any kind of negotiation or conversation. And the judge says, why don't you two parties, you know, get together and try to figure this out and come up with a solution? And it is clear by the, you know, on the second day, on Wednesday, that the Zeidan attorneys, you know, laid out exactly, well, we tried this, we tried this, we tried this, we tried this. We called Karstantian twice. He never called us back. We, you know. And the Churchill attorneys responded by saying, well, we'll look at this after this litigation is over. Yeah, that's, you know, anybody who knows anything about litigation is, it's mostly a negotiation. And, you know, most litigation never makes it to trial.
Right.
But Churchill seems to be completely dug in on this. And you know, I don't know if we'll see Bob at the Derby in 2025, because they just seem so hell-bent on punishing a guy who hasn't had a medication violation in 2 years.
John Chervo with us. He's from the LA Times, latimes.com/sports. They're offering a 6-month subscription right now for $1. So you can get in and follow John's coverage all the way through the Triple Crown. For a horse like Muth, who has obvious talent, do you think we see him in the Preakness, or do they wait for a 10 furlong Belmont?
No, they'll run him in the Preakness.
Bob loves the Preakness. I mean, it came up on our show last night. He loves going there.
Yeah, he enjoys it. Nisos is definitely ruled out of it.
Okay.
And I think
any updates on Nisos at all? I mean, I still think, boy, if you're trying to pick out best performances this year, it might be like Senor Buscador in the Pegasus. It's probably Nisos there. What was that, the San Pascual? Then.
And Fierceness in the Florida Derby.
Yeah, Fierceness Florida Derby. Maybe Mystic Dan up the rail at Oak Lawn. I don't know. There are very few examples as good as Nisos. Nisos might be at the top of that list. Any updates on him?
When I talked to Bob at the Santa Anita Derby, he said that he's still walking the shed and that they'd start to work him out in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Which is about now. But I said, does that rule him out of the Preakness? And he said, yeah, he's out. He's out of the Preakness. But
you think he's like a Haskell Travers kind of horse?
Yeah, I think. Okay. I don't think we might see him at Saratoga for the Belmont, but I don't know. You know, Bob plays it all pretty close to the vest, and then he changes his mind.
Yes.
Or at least changes what he said he was going to do at the very last minute. That's just how he works.
And he's at a phase of his career where all of his owners have exceeding amounts of money, so he doesn't have to rush anything, right? I mean, he really just doesn't.
Well, that's part, you know, he's got that core of owners that includes Zeidan, Michael Lund Peterson, Pegram Watson and White, Weissman, and that consortium, Tom Ryan consortium,
yep,
of SF Racing and Mattaquette and blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah, so I know you're getting ready to come up here for the Derby. What do you think, you know, if there is no Baffert in this Derby, what is going to be the headline by the time we get to Derby Day?
That's a great question. I think there's probably going to be a lot of talk about Forever Young, the UAE Derby winner.
Okay, yep.
And then it becomes a really fun discussion of no horse from the Middle East has ever won in Kentucky.
Actually, hit the board, right?
The Mendelsohn syndrome.
Yes.
Remember when we thought that was like, you know, holy cow, how can this horse win?
$3 million.
So I'm thinking, you know, that you throw out the UAE Derby winner every year until they actually show you they can win it.
Right.
And, you know, then you lose. But, you know, if you're playing that thing would have been successful for the last lot of years, and then it's Sierra Leone. How will there be a fast enough pace to set up to give him a chance? And then you talk about the bluegrass where he just was, you know, freaking out, not wanting to go in the gate, and the jockey was saying, "Well, it was the noise." Well, the noise. Guess what? He's going to Churchill Downs with 150,000 people, and then you've got Fierceness, who seems to be a bounce horse.
Yep.
Every other race.
Yep.
And this is not the race. This is the other after race. And so I think there's a lot of uncertainty in this year's Derby. And then, you know, we're still in that process of of weeding down the field, yep. you know, getting down to maybe under 20, maybe 20. I mean, who knows? Luckily, so far, although I don't think this is the mile marker yet, you know, we haven't had any horses break down like we did last year.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point, actually.
Sutherland Park Derby being out. And so we're just going to have to wait and see. But I don't, you know, this isn't like a Nyquist year or a, you know.
I agree with you. Yeah, Big Brown or something.
No.
What a Stronghold wins the Santa Anita Derby. Where does he, what tier of Santa Anita Derby winner is he in? Obviously, at the top would be like a Justify. Who's what tier is he in?
Oh, he's in the second or third tier.
Okay.
I mean, his buyer was what, 89, I think.
Sounds right.
That's not great. But here's something to remember about Stronghold. Where did he win his first race?
Churchill Downs.
That's right. In his second race, he's never finished worse than second. He finished second to Nisos, I believe, in the Bob Hope. I think there were only like four or five horses in that race. He finished second to in the Los Alamitos
Fraternity. Yep.
And then he came back and won at Sunland, and then again the Santa Anita Derby. And that was it was a competitive Derby. It wasn't a great Derby. It is the only California horse in the race, which is kind of unusual. There's, you know, normally there's two or three, and I, you know, heard you on your pod, you know, say that Santa Anita Derby is a fairly decent predictor of
it is
not as much as the Florida Derby, of course, but a fairly decent predictor of Derby success. But I would be among those surprised if he won it. It's Phil D'Amato's first ever Derby, might be his first ever Triple Crown race. He's achieved a lot of attention as a turf trainer.
Yes.
He seems to be a pretty good turf trainer
yep.
at Santa Anita in Del Mar. Freysu, the jockey, has never been to a Derby. So I think it's a pretty big hill to climb to see him maybe even on the board.
Stronghold coming in, and John Sherva with us. I'll let you get out of here. You mentioned that win in his maiden race at Churchill Downs. Are you ready for the other horses that were in that maiden race?
The Wood winner.
Resilience ran second.
Resilience. And then there was, is there a skeleton in the horse or something?
Track Phantom ran third.
Track Phantom.
And he has qualified for the Derby as well. So 1, 2, 3 in that race are all going to be in the Kentucky Derby. Want to give a shout. My buddy David is listening right now, driving his FedEx truck. He was the one who pointed this out to me. But, yes, so that race. You know, John, it's funny because we tell people, hey, it's October. Hey, it's November. Watch the maiden races. You might see a Kentucky Derby starter, and boom, we had three in the same race one day at Churchill.
I know. That's amazing. But I think, again, for Stronghold, he knows the track.
Yep.
He obviously travels well.
Yes, he does.
I mean, and I think that was a mile. That was a two-turn mile, right? I believe that.
A one-turn mile here at Churchill, yes.
A one-turn, okay.
Yep.
One turn. But he's done well on two turns, so it's not like that.
Oh, that's not an issue. That's right, yeah.
No, he's got plenty left, and but you know that's probably not where I'm looking. But I'll do a story on him. You know, I'll certainly do a story on Phil D'Amato's first trip to Kentucky Derby. I asked him. I says, "You gonna ask for any advice?" He said, "I'm gonna have a talk to Doug O'Neill." Of course, Doug has won it with Nyquist, and I'll have another. And usually, you know, it's not unusual for him to have a horse in the Derby. He doesn't this year, but you know, he knows how to do Louisville.
I assume D'Amato will keep Freysu aboard. A guy like Antonio, we're watching, for example, on Saturday, Juan Hernandez riding for Baffert at Oaklawn, you know, as like a Pratt is up at Keeneland, those kinds of things. I'm also seeing $55,000 purses in optional claimers at Santa Anita. How long until a guy like Antonio Freysu or whatever just ends up picking up his tack and moving out? I mean, are we looking at that here coming up?
You know, I think there's a lot of jockeys in front of him that, you know, like, again, a Juan Hernandez. How long is Juan Hernandez going to, you know, is he going to run for 55K for Baffert, or is he going to run, you know, for Brad Cox for 120K, you know? I think Freysu's next step is to move to the top of the Santa Anita colony.
Okay.
I think that happens before.
Does he get the Derby mount?
Yeah, I don't know anything that says he isn't.
Good.
And Phil seemed to indicate after the race that he wasn't going to.
Well, he should. I think he should. That's good.
You know, and I don't know Phil's expectations is this is my best ever Derby. Well, it is his best ever Derby shot because it's his first one. But you know, I don't think that he sees this horse unless he really steps up. You know, moves forward as they say in the horse game in his next race. But that's why they run him.
There you go. That's why they run him. You heard it here first. John Sherva thinks that Stronghold's the next Medina Spirit type runner. There you go. He's going to just 14-1 pick off the Derby. There you go. These Southern California guys. All right. He is John Sherva at JCHERWA on Twitter. And of course, get LATimes.com/sports. John, appreciate the time. I'm sure we'll catch up. But I did. That was not a fake picture. I got John. John's the reason they still make Chardonnay. I got you the 150 bottle of Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. How about that?
I know. I'm very excited. I just, you know, the kind of thing is, do you drink it? Yeah, I guess you drink it.
Yeah, you drink it. You drink the juice. That's right. No, you put it down. That's right. All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Take care.
There we go. John Sherman.